This is Dr. Olivero, dictating for February 28, 2023. The first patient is Mr. Johnny Harris. The last name is H-A-R-R-I-S. Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-I-E. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 65-year-old African-American male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 2 and also evidence of complex renal cysts, period. We have in the past medical history, hypertension and some hyperlipidemia. The patient quit smoking in 2001, period. This patient had chemotherapy and radiation therapy for the lung. For a non-small lung center cancer that is in remission. The patient is coming today for the follow-up of the condition in the laboratory workup in the comprehensive metabolic profile. The serum creatinine is 1.1. The blood urea nitrogen is 13, and the estimated GFR is 73. Which is similar to prior determinations. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 43 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within adequate range. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension, and this arterial hypertension has been getting progressively worse because the patient continues to gain weight. Today is up to 231 pounds, and we started at 220 when he had the blood pressure under control. Period. It's not a matter of increasing the blood pressure medication. It's a matter of the patient changing the lifestyle, decrease the intake of calories, decrease the intake of salt, and avoid excessive amount of fluid drinking. That is our recommendation, and we are going to reevaluate that situation in 6 months. Number three, the patient has hyperlipidemia, in which the most striking feature is the hypertriglyceridemia. This hypertriglyceridemia is related to the fact that the blood sugar is slightly elevated. And whether or not it's diet-related is another consideration. The patient is taking niacin and also Tricor. It is a diet adjustment what he has to do. We've insisted that he has to avoid the sweets. He has to avoid the fried food. He doesn't drink alcohol. Following number, number four is gastroesophageal reflux disease that is managed with the administration of H2 blockers. Following number, the patient has a history of lung cancer that is in remission. Following number, fatty liver. Apparently, the patient used to drink alcohol in the past. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup.